ॐ हरि ॐ कल्याण हो, ॐ श्री परमात्मने नमः। व्हाट डज इट मीन व्हेन वन क्राइज इन मेडिटेशन? इट मीन्स क्राइंग। व्हाट डज इट मीन? द क्वेश्चन इज, what does it mean when one cries in meditation? My answer is, when one cries in meditation, one cries. What is the problem? But the questioner wants to know the meaning. It is a simple thing. In meditation, the inner state of the mind starts undergoing a change. A change from the normal state of the mind. The normal state of the mind of most of the people is this, that thoughts are going here and there. A wavering mind, oscillating mind. Something coming at one time, another thing going like that. A wavering mind. In meditation, though still then there is a wavering state of the mind there, rather in meditation many times one becomes aware of more thoughts than in the ordinary life. Not that in meditation or during the state of meditation one has more thoughts. No. Thoughts are always there in the mind. When somebody tries to meditate, one becomes aware of the thoughts. At other time, one is not aware of the thoughts. One is not aware of what is happening in the mind. At other times, the mind is engaged in the worldly activities. Or thoughts are coming, going, one is not aware. But in meditation one becomes aware, that's one thing. But even then, as one develops in meditation, there is a decrease of thoughts. One starts feeling a sort of silence and peace. Then, many memories from the past come to the surface from the subconscious for dilution, for going away. And then, many times spontaneously, tears come out, one cries. There are many emotions also. So because of a change in the state of mind at that time, because the state of the mind does not remain what generally it is, besides the time of meditation, because of that change in the state of mind, one many times cries. There's another thing. In meditation, one becomes aware of many things, past actions, memories, about which one feels guilty about them. The feeling of guilt comes many times. Oh, I did this, I should not have done that, these things. Then feeling guilty means one cries. It also happens to some. To different people, different things may happen. In some cases, this also happens. But in some cases, sometimes, in meditation, there is a wave of happiness, peace and happiness. Then one may cry because of happiness. tears are not always of grief and sorrow. Tears are of happiness also. So one sometimes cries for that also. It is an outburst of emotions. One is unable to control the emotions. In normal life, one tries to control the emotions. When one is meditating, because of the focus of mind on your inner state, you are unable to control your emotions. So, for various reasons, a person cries. But no importance should be given to all these things. If one cries, it's all right. So, for various reasons. But generally, it is an outburst of emotions. Many times one feels one is not that much pure as one would like to be. That is one of the main reasons for crying and weeping. The spiritual energy around is pure energy. It touches the person. And then many bad memories get awakened inside. One becomes conscious of them. And all of a sudden, out of repentance and regret, one starts crying also. But that is the process of purification. It is good. But it should happen. One should not do it. If it happens, all right. Doesn't matter. So these are very... But no importance to that. It is a part of the process. Things come, they go. If one cries, all right. Does not cry, all right. Don't take that somebody is crying, going to be a great yogi and near realization. No, not like that. It's nothing like that. Even these experiences, many experiences happen, experiences of light and many pictures or so things. To some extent, they sometimes point out towards the journey, spiritual journey, the growth inside. But they should also not be given much importance. A person who has no experiences at all does not mean is not progressing. No, it's not the case. But these things differ from individual to individual.